Olympic medalist Breezy Johnson's boyfriend proposed to her after she won the gold. Is it a good idea or is it stealing the spotlight from her win? That's next with Jared and Katie in the morning.
Let's go to Allie. Allie, go ahead.
Hey, I don't think it was stealing the spotlight. If he had done it at the event in which she placed it gold for, absolutely not cool. But since it was a different event on a different day when she wasn't going to medal, it makes sense.
Because she crashed. And she was fine, by the way. She was not injured. She was okay.
Well, I don't think that
he
matters.
He didn't walk onto the podium while they're playing the national anthem and stop it and propose.
No. I would have liked that. Yeah. If you're going to do it. Be Kanye.
He didn't do that.
Apparently, trying to get that moment. And we have the video. It is now posted. You can watch it. But in the video, everybody standing around had no idea what was happening. And some of her fellow Olympians were like hitting each other. Like, hey, turn around. Watch what's happening. And
this
they were
guy's
all,
about to ruin everything.
They were all watching. And then even in the moment, I guess, was it the president? Not our president, but a president. I think of Italy was landing at the moment and all these jets flew over.
Yeah.
And so he was like, will you marry me? All these jets going, everybody's looking up. Yeah.
I'm glad you said our, but go ahead.
What?
You said our president, but go ahead. Not our. Our.
Mark it down.
Oh my God. Jeez, I don't have the energy for you.
I give you credit for that one.
You don't hear anything else I say except for
He's
that.
Like, we finally got him.
I'm paying attention.
Out after that came out.
I pay attention to your details.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Sure.
All right.
If you asked him what was flying overhead in your story, he'd say
he
birds.
He didn't know. Yep, birds. He has no idea.
Huh? Who, what? Ashley, do you think that Breezy Johnson's spotlight was stolen by the engagement?
The only reason I don't think it is because she did also say in her interview that she had always dreamt of being engaged or getting engaged at the Olympics.
Okay, I didn't
know
that.
The only thing that threw me is that he said that he wrote whatever he wanted to say to her in his proposal the night before in the hotel. So that seemed a little icky. Like maybe it was like hey, let's take advantage of this moment. But she did say she wanted this to happen in the interview. So that's the only reason I'm like, well, maybe it was kind of planned out.
He clearly had the ring longer than that.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he bought the ring the night before.
Yeah.
Did you see the ring? He might have bought the night before. It's the worst ring I've ever seen in my life. You wouldn't know it's an engagement ring. It's like one of those things you get like at a hippie store.
It's a
you know what I mean? Like a little like what you're like if somebody gave it to you, you think it'd be like $10.
Sapphire with diamonds, and it's a
that was
yeah.
I guess I didn't look at it right.
She had several rings on.
She's
her.
Way too many rings.
Yeah,
on.
She did, but she, it, in her
it's
defense,
why she
didn't
crashed.
Know. Maybe
too many rings.
But he did say he was planning it for a year because I guess he had to go through.
Had to be there and get down there and get permission to be on that area because that's not for anybody. He had to get. They let him go through like whatever the.
Yeah, I don't blame him for wanting to wait until the last minute to write what he's going to say so that you can do it in the moment.
Yeah, and he had to get to his computer or phone to get ChatGPT to say that.
Now, Ashley, let's say she never said that she wanted that. Would you think it'd be more stealing the spotlight or no?
Yeah, I think it would definitely be stealing the spotlight. The only reason I thought it was kind of cute is because he was just kind of honoring what she had always wanted. But yeah, I do think it is stealing. It's like, let's take advantage of the moment type of a situation. I mean, congratulations to her. Her ring was beautiful, but it did seem a little odd.
I got you. Thank you, Ashley. Appreciate it.
So it was an interview that she's referring to after the fact, or I think it was after. So of course she's going to say that.
Yeah.
Maybe even if she didn't believe
that's
that
true.
She's going to say after the fact. If she said yes, I've always wanted this. We don't know if she really did. She just said after the fact.
Yeah. I have no idea because I had not heard
it. Well, I doubt anybody's going to ask her before she's engaged. So what do you think about getting engaged?
Exactly.
What are your dreams?
But, right.
What are your hopes?
But I do think after the fact you're going to like go along with it.
Yeah.
Also, to give the guy credit, it is in Italy. And I like what she said. Said free photography.
There's that.
Had a bunch of photographers.
There's that.
Let's go to Sheila. Sheila, what do you think about Breezy Johnson being proposed to the same week she won the gold medal? Is that stealing the spotlight?
It is definitely stealing the spotlight. What if she didn't want to get married? She might have just been happy with the relationship the way it was. And now everybody's standing there cheering. So she basically has to say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think in that moment you have to say yes.
You have to. And then later, I've known women personally that have said yes to proposals that they weren't expecting. And then the week later, they gave the ring back.
Yeah.
They're like, I just felt pressured.
Yep.
Like I was just shocked.
Well, after the way he proposed with the cringy lines, maybe she should have said no.
Well, I think if you feel for that person at all, I would definitely be the person that would say yes in the moment to spare any feeling, you know, and then later be like, I didn't.
He probably knew they were headed towards marriage. Yes. Usually.
I think he felt fairly confident.
I think the number of women that are completely caught off guard that they're being proposed to is low.
Yeah, I do too.
In the two situations I'm talking about were people that had broken up and then the guy bought an engagement ring and they weren't even together and they like went out and proposed. Yeah. Like, it was like almost a manipulation type thing.
Sounds very healthy.
Yeah. It's like, take me back here and marry me. They're like, what? And they're like, okay. And then the next day they're like, no.
Yeah.
Like, what was that? Let's go to Jake. Jake, was Breezy Johnson's time stolen from her, spotlight stolen?
No, I don't. Guys are put on a lot of pressure to propose and do something that the girl would never forget, kind of like a life-changing moment.
Yep.
And technically, Breezy got 2 gold medals.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, ones.
Yeah, I see it in there. Yeah,
I think it might be white gold, maybe.
Yeah. All right, Jake. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Speaking of, have you been hearing that all of the medals have been coming apart?
I did hear people that they're disintegrating.
They're
stuff.
Doing their press conferences, and I think it was Breezy. I think it was where she went to show it, and she said, "Oh, hold on, this thing snapped off."
Yeah.
And then there was another one where it's like some of the gold's rubbing off, and so then the official said, "We're looking into that." We're going to look into that.
The medals are breaking. All right. Well, congratulations to Breezy Johnson for winning the gold and, you know, wish them the best. I mean, it is a story for sure.
And then everybody now, which I think it's not stealing the spotlight at all. I think it's a celebration. And a lot of times celebration amounts into more because it's so special. But everybody's talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's talking about it. Even Taylor Swift is saying that. So it puts in her position where she could actually get a more of a chance of a bigger endorsement because now she's known.
Well, yeah, and I guess I know what y'all will say with Matt because it's not totally analogous, but it's like the Academy Awards that one year, everyone's talking about Will Smith smacking somebody.
Right.
You don't remember anybody who won.
Not the focus on the awards.
And I know it's a lot different, but.